Hey bitches, I thought I should do like an updated base routine for every day since I'm going out with my mom. Now, as y'all know, I'm still too scared to do my eyebrows on camera, but I use the Anastasia. Yeah. Okay, so first I use the Hyaluronic Acid Serum Booster from Primark, and I just put that over my face. Then I use this skincare leave-on moisture mask from Superdrug. My friend Leon got me this. Oh my god, it is so good. It makes my face feel so hydrated. I love it. Honestly, I only need to put like a little tiny bit on because it leaves my face so smooth after. I love it. Thank you, Leon. We love you. Then I use the Vitamin Enriched Moisturizing Primer from Primark. This is the best primer I've ever had in my life. Honestly, it is so good. It is such a good base to start under like any makeup. It makes my face look so smooth, and makeup always sits so nice on top of it, and it's so cheap. Then I use W7 bronzing drops. I used to mix this in with my primer, but bitch, hold on. There we go. Thank you. You know, I find it so mad that I started this account like maybe nearly 2 weeks ago, and I'm already nearly on 3,000 followers. Like, what? How do y'all just like to like come here and watch me talk shit? Now I use the e.l.f. Halo Glow and just put that all over my face. And can I be so real? I'm a little bit of a hypocrite. Remember my first video? I said I used to hate brushes. I think brushes are disgusting. They leave your face looking weird. And we're going to blend it out with a brush, okay? I'll be real honest. I used to hate brushes because I thought like it left your face looking really streaky. But see now, honestly, oh my god. I think switching to a brush has genuinely upped my makeup game. Like, my makeup has been looking amazing recently. Like, it looks like skin, genuinely. And it's because I've started to use a brush. It looks so much better. Obviously, for concealer, it hasn't changed. It's the H&B Cosmetics Soft Eye Brush. It is the best fucking concealer, okay? Sue me. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to find a concealer that I like more than this one, honestly. It is so good. I use, like, a little fluffy brush like this to fill out my concealer. But, honestly, it is just the best concealer. I mean, like, alright, look at that. I can truly see why people blend out using brushes now. Because look at that. Oh, my God, it looks so good. Now, so I use this. I don't know what it is. There's no lid on it. So, I just use a really light powder. And then go over my concealer with it. Bronzer, we still use the Maybelline Mitchell Blush Pressed in Cheeky. It is honestly the best bronzer ever. Just look at that. It speaks for itself. Maybelline Mitchell, I think, is honestly one of the best makeup brands to ever come out. And for blush, obviously, it's the same, only in Milkshake. I always talk about how I love how pink this blush is. It's such a bright pink. For highlighter, it's Dissolve Beauty and Like a Diamond. I absolutely love this highlighter as well. It is honestly so bright. Look at that. And that's only the smallest bit. My brush isn't even wet. Normally I wet my brush. With this, I don't have to. I gotta be quick because I'm taking too long. But for mascara, I use the L'Oreal Telescopic. Such a good fucking mascara. You need to get it, y'all. For lips recently, I've been loving using this Beautopia. I retrieved it. Anyway, it's this Beautopia lip gloss. And it's in the shade Amethyst. And it's genuinely so good. I actually had this sitting in my drawer for like nearly 2 years. I got it as a Christmas present 1 year and never used it. I decided to randomly use it one day, and it is honestly so pretty. I think it gives my lips such a pretty red tint. And that is the finished everyday makeup look. I hope you all enjoyed. I need to go for my mom beats my ass, but thank you for watching.